Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
And thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks. Today's program is brought to you as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. Just a few miles to the east of us, you can find the wonders of historic Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. I'll be right back with my guest, Kelly Goodman Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Bedford County Chamber, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. Destination Delco, from Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
We are at the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce on this beautiful day in July as we record this, and I am with Kelly Goodman Schaefer, Executive Director of the Chamber. And when I first arrived here, the folks in the Chamber were very gracious to me because my wife Jackie and I got here and we really didn't know a Juliana from a potato, and these people welcomed us in and they invited us to several of their events they have for their new members. Kelly, I want to tell you, first of all, I'm proud to be a member of the Chamber, and I'm proud to have met you and your staff. You've done a wonderful job here, and I just think it's great that you came here, and I appreciate being such a good sport to join us.
Well, thank you. We're proud to have you as a member of the Chamber, and we're glad to welcome you to our community.
Now, normally, when we speak to people, you know, they get all nervous. You know, I put them in front of microphones and so forth, but I've got this seasoned pro with me here, this television person. So first of all, Kelly, I understand you're from Bradford County, which is up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. You said on the New York line, but did you spend your childhood there or what happened?
Yep, I grew up in Wyalusing, Pennsylvania, which is a small town, maybe 600 people in the town. I actually grew up, we call it the suburbs, but it was actually very rural, Bradford County, Pennsylvania, and went to Wyalusing Valley High School, went to Penn State University, and
So you're one of those blue and white people.
I am a blue and white person.
Okay,
yep.
Well, I know it's pretty easy to bump into those folks around here. Where did you have your television career?
Right in this market, the Johnstown Altoona State College market. I started at WJAC-TV when I was still actually in college. Worked there for about 3 years. I'm doing some part-time sports and news. And then after 3 years there, I went to WTAJ and I spent 15 years at the CBS.
And what did you do
at
TAJ?
I started as kind of a jack of all trades, but I went there because they were willing to give me an opportunity to do sports, and I ended up being the sports director there for 10 years.
And this was at a time when female sports people in general were unusual, and sports directors even more unusual, I think.
Well, it was more unusual for a local station to have women doing sports. Right. There were women in national sports quite a bit, but on the local level, it was a little bit unusual. I think I was the first woman sports director in the state of Pennsylvania. I hope that there have been more since then. I'm not sure if there have been, but there's a lot of great women broadcasters out there who certainly deserve those opportunities.
Well, for many decades, I was a member of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, and we used to go to these conventions in Hershey. So did you ever get any awards at those conventions? Sometimes
yeah, I did. I received a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasting award. Actually, for about 6 months, I filled in doing the morning news. Anchoring the morning news while they had an anchor shakeup. And I was actually anchoring the morning that the Altoona Mall burned down. Ah. And we won best breaking news coverage for that coverage of the Logan Valley Mall burning down.
It was really smart of you to become the news anchor the day one of the major events happened.
It was not my choice, believe me. It was such a crazy time because it was in the fall, and that happened, I think, right before Christmas. Mm. And I was working doing the morning news all week, and then on the weekends I was doing sports, and I was producing the high school football show at night, Friday nights, the sports beat. So it was a really crazy time. It was just they needed somebody to fill in, and I filled in for that amount of time. But
so how did you make this hard right turn from being in the crazy business of broadcast television to running a chamber? Was there something in between?
There was actually a logical progression. It doesn't sound like it, but there was. When I was finished with my contract at WTAJ, I was offered a position at the Allegheny Mountains Convention and Visitors Bureau in Altoona, who also ran the East-West All-Star football game. And they were also the administrators for the statewide Scholastic Coaching Association. So they asked me to come on board there to run that East-West All-Star game and also to do marketing. So my sports background really helped me in running that football game, and then I gained a lot of valuable marketing experience working there for a membership organization in Altoona. And then I married my husband here, who is from Bedford County, and this position came open, and it was another membership organization, and I really wanted to live and work in the same community. I had been commuting from Bedford to Altoona, and as much as I loved Altoona when I lived there, it was just, I wanted to be able to devote my time doing something in my own community where I lived, and hopefully giving something back to that community. So I feel very, very blessed that this job came open when it did. I feel very lucky that they really kind of took a chance on me hiring me, because I did not have a chamber background. There's a lot of people in the state chambers around, you know, around the state that grew up in the chamber system. They started as a membership person or a marketing person or whatever and moved up. So I was very lucky that they were able and willing to take a chance on me, and I think it's worked out pretty well so far.
I think they did a good job in taking a chance on you.
Thank you.
I understand the membership of the chamber has increased, and they have all kinds of these programs. I was out talking to Linda and you're at her office, and she kind of attacked me and said, "Do you know about this thing and that thing?" And next thing I know, I'm looking at membership stuff. What am I, members only? I got a new password and a profile.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Well, good.
And all I wanted to do is come in and do a radio interview. You know, this is what happens.
Well, she wants to make sure you make all that you can out of your membership, that you get the most out of it that you can, I'm sure.
Our guest is Kelly Goodman Schaefer, who is the executive director of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, you're hearing a very interesting story about how she came to this job. Is Mr. Schaefer in the broadcasting business too?
Or? No, he's in the dairy business. When I met him, he was a dairy farmer, and now he works for a dairy supply company as a milk quality specialist. So he's an agriculture, you know, hard worker. I call him a reformed dairy farmer, but he's really not reformed. He still has that sunrise to sunset work ethic, and he's a really good person.
That even though you were a big shot news anchor on a television station, I want you to know that not once but twice I had my own farm show.
Did you?
I had a farm show in Chester County, and I had one, would you believe, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wow.
Where I ran six radio stations there. Let me just go back to that a second before we launch into what the chamber is doing. Agriculture is the biggest business in Pennsylvania, and obviously
in Bedford County,
the biggest one in Bedford County. So your chamber is involved in that as well, is it not?
We are. We have a very active agribusiness committee. The chair is Scott Myers with the Bedford County Technical Center, who does the agri-science program and biotech program there. He's also the FFA advisor for the Bedford FFA and takes care of a lot of the stuff at the fair. So we're very fortunate to have him among our leadership of our agribusiness committee. One of the first things when I was hired, Linda, who you had mentioned, Linda Steele, who's been here for 19 years, I think.
Whoa.
She said, you know, it'd be really great to get our agriculture committee back together. And I was living on the dairy farm at the time, and I'm like, well, there should definitely be an agribusiness committee. And we got a lot of great people together from our community, and we do a huge number of events throughout the year, every season of the year, to help promote agriculture in our community and to make people really aware that without farms and without the agriculture industry, we would not have clothes on our backs, we would not have food on our tables, and it's just really important for us to recognize the significant role that agriculture plays in our culture and also in our economy.
Let's get back a minute to the chamber itself. I need a simple civics lesson answered. Why do we even need a Chamber of Commerce in a town like Bedford?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce works to involve and unify our membership to promote the continuous improvement of the business climate of the Bedford County region. So we're a membership organization. We're not an arm of the government. We don't receive any government funding or taxes or anything like that, which I think is one of the misnomers about Chambers of Commerce in general. But we are an organization of businesses and individuals that are committed to promoting business in our region. Most of our members are from Bedford County or do business here, but we do have members from the surrounding counties as well. And what we do is to try to provide opportunities for member businesses to better themselves, whether it's through education or networking or marketing or savings programs. So I think that, that we are an advocate. We're a voice for business in Bedford County, and we do everything that we can to support and promote our business community.
So a chamber almost acts like a partner for these businesses.
Absolutely.
In a way that you get them together and they feed off each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, the businesses partner with one another. And I kind of think about it as when we do our membership drives, one of the things we talk about is if you take a box of Legos, you know, every Lego is individual. And there's bigger ones and smaller ones, and they're all shapes and sizes. And there's not a whole lot you can do with one Lego. But if you put them all together, you know, you can harness the power of all those individual businesses and have something that collectively helps everybody. And so that's what we really try to do.
This is great. Kelly Goodman Schaefer is our guest. She's the Executive Director of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks right here at News Talk 1310 WBFD, and we're just delighted to have you. The Chamber of Commerce in Bedford, when I first came here, the thing it struck me, the most when I arrived here was it's so visible. Oftentimes you see chambers in cellars up on the 15th floor or something, behind a wall someplace, and you're right out front with the business community, and I want to congratulate you on that because
Thank you.
You could be anywhere. It could be in an industrial park or
That's
something.
Nice of you to notice. We actually moved our office a few years ago. We used to be on the second floor of the Anderson House, which is a wonderful historic building here in downtown Bedford, and we loved the Anderson House and had a great partnership with the borough and the Rotary that ran the building. But the reason why we moved was exactly what you just said, that people couldn't find us. They didn't know where we were. We were not handicapped accessible. And we just felt like if we are an organization that represents, you know, 600 businesses that need to be handicapped accessible and that people need to be able to find, then we should be the same. We should be
visible. Well, I had the same reaction about one of your new neighbors. The Pennsylvania Beef Council just moved here on Juliana. And I thought, isn't this great? You know, most people don't even know what a Beef Council is. And now they're driving by, they have my sign, you can see what it is. It's not something you go in and buy something, it's not retail, but at least they have some exposure. And I think that's one of the things that my wife Jackie and I really loved about Bedford is everything's kind of so out there in public. You've got the history and you've got this exposure.
We do have wonderful history, and but at the same time, I think one of the great things about Bedford County, and it's really important to mention that we're the Bedford County Chamber, so we're not the town of Bedford's Chamber, although that's certainly part of it. We are a countywide organization, so we serve businesses from Bedford to Hindman to Everett to Northern Bedford and Woodbury and so forth. So we have a lot of programs, especially even through the schools, that incorporate all of the school districts in our county. So while we're located in the county seat of Bedford, and that's where we are most visible as far as where our office is, we do support county businesses throughout Bedford County.
When we continue, we're going to learn from Kelly about the 3 gazillion programs they have here and benefits for their members. When I went to the opening thing for new members, they just kind of shoveled all this paper in front of me. And it is really quite overwhelming, but also very exciting. So we're going to learn all about that, about what the Bedford County Chamber provides each of its members when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Betty Slayton, president of BCDA, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. Destination Delco. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. 5 different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. just before Rush on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the beautiful Juliana Street offices of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, and my guest today is Kelly Goodman Schaefer, the executive director of this fine organization. And before we go off on talk about each of these things that you offer the businesses, this is a fairly big outfit. I noticed this when I walked in. Let me tell you something, Kelly. I just came from a market that has 6.5 million people in it. I've been in chambers that aren't this big. in and around
as far
the
as office
area.
Space, you mean?
No,
or?
In terms of staff. I mean, you're really a substantial chamber.
Well, we have a great
people,
staff.
How many people do you have here?
Well, we have myself and 3 full-time staff people.
So you've got 4 full-time
They're
people.
All great people. Yep, do a great job for us.
Well, this is, you really should be congratulated. I tell people this all the time. I this is kind of off the subject, but I went to one of the first meetings I attended here was a borough council meeting, and they started talking about parking meters. And I leapt out of my chair and I said, no, no, the little horses, don't get rid of the little horses, forget the parking meters. And they thought this, well, who did this lunatic come from? But I said, that is what partially makes the Bedford Borough and Bedford County so unique and so different. Linda was just telling me outside in the office there that sometimes people inside Bedford County don't appreciate what they have here. And boy, is that true. So it's anyway, didn't mean to get off on
that's
that.
Okay.
That's really something. Okay, I'm in this beautiful conference room, and Kelly's got these great big posters on the wall. And the first poster says exposure. Mm-hmm. So tell me what this means in terms of benefit to the members, exposure.
Well, we break down our membership benefits into a couple of different categories, and exposure is one of them. And a lot of businesses think of that as marketing. You know, we provide a lot of marketing opportunities for our members and a way for members to kind of get their name out there. There was a study done, I think it was in 2013, by a company out of Atlanta on the benefits of chamber membership to businesses. And one of the big benefits is that people are more aware of businesses that are chambers, and they have a better understanding or a better appreciation for their business practices if they're members of the Chamber of Commerce. Chambers tend to give a sort of an exposure value as well as a legitimacy or a credibility value to businesses, especially new businesses as they're starting, a way to get their name out there, to connect with other businesses, which hopefully will be customers or partners to them in whatever their endeavors are. So that's the kind of things that we try to do. We do that through marketing products. Like, we have a great partnership with the Bedford Gazette. We do a monthly chamber page, so you can see some of the events that are going on the chamber page. We have a monthly direct mail piece that we send out to all of our members. We have an email blast that goes out to our members weekly that goes out to probably 5,000, not 1,500, closer to 5,000 people who receive mm-hmm. that. And then just a number of things throughout the year in terms of our events, sponsorship opportunities, vendor opportunities, you know, just ways to help businesses show people where they are and what they do.
Yeah, you're telling me about this, all I could think of, this is just like the sports packages we used to have on the radio, where they get a little bit mm-hmm. of everything. So that's really a great benefit for the members. Okay, and your next one says networking. Now, I, for one, can tell you that having been a member of many, many chambers over the years, this, I think, is one of the strongest things chambers do.
Well, we recognize that a lot of business is still done with handshakes and looks in the eyes, and it's mm-hmm. important to know who you're doing business with. And especially when you promote buy local as much as we do as a chamber, we want business people to know each other. And when we say our chamber members, every employee of every member business is also a chamber member. And we think it's very important for people to get out, come to events, you know, meet their neighbors, meet their business, meet their fellow business people, their peers. And we think that those kinds of meetings create connections and hopefully helps to improve the business climate.
You know, one of the things I've noticed that you do very well here is you have a number of, I guess, what you call ambassadors.
We do.
My ambassador, I met, I guess, first time right here in this room, Sharon Burnett. And the ambassador component of the networking is very important because it takes the new guy or new girl in and lets them know they're okay.
Introduces them to other people.
Right.
And it's hard to go to an event where you don't know anybody, as you probably well know from moving into our community. But the ambassadors reach out to all of our new members and make sure that they're comfortable when they go into, you know, their first few networking sessions. And, you know, one of the great things about Bedford County, we have such good people here. We have welcoming people, friendly people. And it doesn't take very long for someone to be assimilated into our business community because people are very welcoming and are very friendly when they come in and want everybody to fit in and get
along. And not everybody's as shy like me, so, you know.
Right, you're really shy, Lloyd.
So when if you're shy, maybe you're an engineer or something, don't get as kind of integrated into people as well as some people. It's actually very, very helpful.
It's not even as much being shy. It's just, you know, the large majority of our businesses that are members of our chamber have fewer than 20 employees. So, you know, it's not like you can bring big gangs of people with you that you know. You know, a lot of times it's a sole proprietor coming in by themselves, or a marketing person, or a, you know, an owner of a business that you know, can't spare the other people that work with them in their office to come to an event. So it's just trying to make people as comfortable as they can and as they get to know people.
So, and your membership list, and by the way, again, this is related to networking, in my opinion. You produced this marvelous book. I don't know what you call it. It has the calendar in the middle of it.
It's our community profile and membership directory.
I don't know what genius came up with this idea of putting the calendar in the middle of the book, if it was you or whatever.
That's our publisher, Center Publications.
I'm telling you, I use this thing every day, and because I love opened up, faced, week at a glance kind of calendars. And I thought, what genius did this? Because it make me open your book every day. And I get to look at the membership, and I go back to the membership list, and I look at phone numbers and stuff. So if nothing else, join the chamber to get this book.
And to be listed in the book. You can get the book for free. You can stop into our office, and we give the book free to anybody. But business members are actually listed in the book, and there's advertising opportunities for them. And that book is used when other organizations write grant applications. There's a lot of data in here about our county, about education and agriculture and manufacturing and all kinds of things. The Bedford County Development Association uses this book to give to potential businesses thinking about coming into our area. It's in every hotel room. You know, it's in the rooms at the Bedford Springs. So people who come into town for business or pleasure there have the chance to look at the book and see what our community is about. And Center Publications is just a wonderful member of ours, and they do a fantastic job on the book. And we're very, very proud of it.
Well, you mentioned the BCDA because they were on the station a couple of weeks ago, and we had Betty Slayton on as a guest, and I noticed that your book was in her office, so that was
very
impressive.
To hear that. We hope it's on the desk of every business person in our county.
Okay, so this is all part of the networking exposure idea. Is there anything more about the networking that's useful to people?
Well, I think it's really important to kind of keep an eye out if you're interested on the events calendar of the chamber, because we have some really cool events that offer networking opportunities and actually offer a number of opportunities. But one of them, for example, is our Business Community Showcase coming up on September 16th. That's our biggest business-to-business networking event of the year. And we're so excited this year that the theme is going to be Made in the USA. So we do a buy local theme all the time. But we're bringing back our Bedford County Olympian, Natalie Dell, who won bronze in London in rowing. And she's going to be our keynote speaker. And all afternoon is a business-to-business event. But this year, we're going to add in the morning a two-hour career fair for high school students as well.
Great.
So it's an opportunity to kind of promote both our networking and our savings and our marketing products, but to really give our local high school students a chance to see all the careers and businesses that are here in our county. And hopefully make them inspired to stay here and to start businesses or to, you know, to find careers that are available for
them
here.
And join the chamber, of course.
Of course, sure.
Now, the one on 16 September, Made in USA, where is that going to be?
It's going to be at the Bedford County Airport.
Airport.
So we have two and a half big hangars out there that we use. We have a big luncheon at 12:30, and then 2:30 to 4:30, the exhibits are open to the business public. We expect to have 50 to 60 exhibitors. We'll have outdoor exhibits as well. The Bonaire will host airplane rides. If you want to take a sightseeing airplane ride over Bedford County, you can.
How fun is that?
And then there's a mixer in the evening. So it's really a great opportunity to come out, and you know, you can exhibit if you'd like, or if you'd like to just come and bring your business card and walk around and meet people and hand out your cards. It's really a great opportunity to celebrate our business community.
Or maybe go up in the airplane and throw a bunch of your cards out the window.
Sure, that would be great.
Like
yeah.
Our guest is Kelly Goodman Schaefer. She is the executive director of the Bedford County Chamber, and we're having a wonderful time learning about what they do in here. Okay, now the next thing you have is about this education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we talking about school education or what kind of education?
Both. We have school education programs that I'm sure folks have heard about, like Leadership Bedford County, Youth Leadership Bedford County, which are both opportunities for adults and also 10th graders to kind of go through these monthly sessions that are geared toward finding out about our community, recognizing needs, and finding out how to fulfill those needs. It's really about servant leadership and learning about your county and giving back to your county. We also have an educational program called Basics, which is businesses and schools investing in cooperative solutions. We have a number of programs throughout the year that are designed to connect the business community with the education community so that kids going through school today will know what employers are looking for, what kind of attitudes employers are looking for, what kind of jobs are out there. So a lot of it is workforce development and career exploration. Then we also have educational programs that are for our membership, so helping businesses to learn about things that are important to them. So, for example, we have a government affairs series where we bring in elected officials or appointed officials to talk about issues of interest to our business community. So we'll have, you know, for example, we have Senator Toomey scheduled to come here in October to meet with our business community. We do a Secretary of Agriculture event. We do a state legislators event, county commissioners, and so forth. And then we also do unique trainings, which I think are really great examples of what the chamber is all about. So we're going to have an active shooter and intruder training, for example.
I saw that. And that's
on August 19th.
That's going to be tremendous.
And we did it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We did it last year. We were the first chamber in the state to offer that. And it's very similar to the training that students get in schools, but it's geared toward business. And, you know, it's really, unfortunately, something that we have to learn to live with in our community, that these active shooter situations can happen. And what's the best way to protect yourself and even defend yourself? But that's an example of, you know, it would be very hard for one small business to hire a company like that to come in on their own. But when we can leverage the power of many, many businesses, we can make an opportunity like that available to even our smallest business members. So we're very proud of that
well,
program.
I read about I think you sent a piece around about it. And I think that I like about this, I've been a volunteer in emergency management for over 30 years. And things I know about these programs is that it not only helps you attack that specific threat, but it gives you confidence to attack many different levels of threats, which is what this thing will do for your members more than any other single thing. So I congratulate you for having
this. Oh, thank you. We're really proud of that, too. We work with a local company. Brad Hershey is one of the owners of the company that we work with, who's very, very well respected here in Bedford County. And what we find is it gives people that confidence that you're talking about, and it also makes employees feel more valued by their employer, that the employer would take would give them the time and the resources to go and take a program like that. That, you know, we hope that nobody ever needs to use it, but if something like that were to happen here, we hope that people would be as well prepared as they could be to save their own lives and other lives of others.
You bet. We just have a minute or two left, so let me get into the fun part here. You have this savings card thing that you have.
We do.
You have a name for it.
It's called the Chamber Advantage Card.
And the members can get discounts and advantages from other members. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You get a little card. It's not a credit card, but it looks like a little, you know.
Oh, so I can't run up a credit
card. You can't run up a credit card. There's no strip on it. But it's a card that you carry in your wallet. There's window clings at the participating businesses that say, you know, Chamber Advantage, it pays to be a member. So you know that those businesses have an offer on the card and they offer it to other chamber members. The great thing about it is it's free to members. It's free to employers. Employers get to give it to every employee that they have at no charge. It's an extra employee benefit that they have just by virtue of being a member and by being an employee and a member of the chamber. And it helps us to promote that buy local mentality. You know, we need to keep as many dollars in the Bedford County region as we can. And if this helps people to, you know, to go online and to see all the offers and to think, oh, you know what, I'd rather go downtown in Bedford or Everett or Shellsburg or whatever and shop rather than order something online, that's what we really want to try to encourage.
And if you order something online, just make sure it's here.
Well, exactly. You know, a lot of people wonder how does the business community or how does a chamber benefit the overall community? And, you know, when a community has a strong business community, they have a strong community in general, because businesses are the ones who support the little leagues and the church choirs and, you know, all of those nonprofits. You know, you think about the number of times that a business owner is asked to contribute or to attend or whatever to, you know, to different things in the community. And it's really because of the generosity and the success and just the community spirit of our businesses that make all of those other programs successful.
I could keep you talking forever, but we're out of time. But I really want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's just been a lot of fun talking to you and hearing about what you're doing. And I wish you all the success in the world. And
thank you.
And thanks again for joining us. Our guest has been Kelly Goodman Schaefer, the executive director of the Bedford County Chamber. And we hope to have her back soon on the radio show here because she's got a lot more to say. I had to practically unwind her because she was so excited about it. Bedford County Speaks is brought to you today by DestinationDelco.com. To learn more about the wonders of Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley, visit DestinationDelco.com. See you again next Saturday right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, have a great weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.